This is it. The 1 year anniversary of Certified Mama's Boy. Wow. Wow. That's crazy, right? Remember when we first started this thing? We're going to get into it today on the show a little bit more, but I just want to just take this all in for 1 second as we start today's show. 1 year ago, we sat down and just started this crazy janky podcast. And then here we are. That is really appreciative.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Welcome to the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast. I'm Steve Kramer. This is a feel-good podcast I do with my mom every single day. We live, we laugh, we love my mom. We've been doing it now for a year officially. We live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot. We love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Here we are, the 1 year anniversary of Certified Mama's Boy. Wow, that's crazy. That's so crazy.
So crazy. So awesome, crazy.
Wow, 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 wow. Yeah, this time a year ago, we would have been sitting down to probably record our third show. If you don't remember, we released the first three episodes were actually released on the first day. We had an episode of just kind of me and my mom going, and then we had an episode of what happened over at Channel 933, and then we had an episode where I was talking about Victoria from The Bachelor. So three episodes in one day dropped. And that was a crazy time, man. That was a really crazy time I had so much doubt. I mean, I would sit here and just really, I mean, it took a long time for me to even get the courage up to do this, you know? Like, would you guys actually follow me over to a podcast? Like, you're just used to hearing me on the radio. Like, and could I even do a long form show? I mean, we had done the Uncensored podcast, but could I do a long form show every single day? I mean, it's been a challenge, but wow, a year later, we're still doing it, which is more than most podcasts can say, you know?
Crazy. Yeah. It's so crazy. You think you were doubtful.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you had to be.
Mercy.
Let's go back to that first phone call. If you don't know the story of the origin of Certified Mama's Boy, it started because I got let go from Channel 933 and pretty abruptly. Like I had no idea. Didn't see it coming from a mile away, right? Mm-hmm. Am I saying that right? Couldn't see it coming from a mile away. It'd be hard to see something coming from a mile away. Uh-huh. I could have seen it coming or couldn't have seen it coming.
No, you couldn't have seen it coming.
From a mile away? I mean, there's a lot of things you couldn't see coming. Okay.
Right. Anyway. Most things.
Oh, I see. Okay. So I got let go, and then I text Jeff Dollar because I'm like, maybe I should just start a podcast just for fun, you know, like because I'm gonna have some time in between these radio jobs. It's never as easy as just like popping up the next. Some people do, but very rarely just pop back up on your next radio station. And then, so he was the guy, man. He was the guy that said, listen, you better get your butt out of bed. We got to get to work.
Whoa.
And because Jeff is a marketing genius. He is he's really good at, what's the word I'm looking for? Capturing audience's attention. Like he's always been the king of that. Like when he was on the radio with Bert and Jen and, who am I for? Melissa over in Atlanta. They were like just so good about getting attention. So I knew if anybody could figure this out, it'd be this guy. So I basically just said, whatever he says, I'm going to go with it because I'm sure it's going to be pretty genius. So that's when we came up with the idea of the text line of saying, hey, listen, if you want to know the real story of what happened at Channel 933, you just need to text this number. Mm-hmm. And that's when we collected, 10,000. I remember our goal was, I think if we were like, if we can get a couple hundred people to text in. Right. Then we might be able to have a podcast here. You know, we may have enough people interested enough to listen. Like, because the question was like, did anyone truly care that I wasn't there anymore? You know,
because
you never know. Like, you don't know how. I mean, I felt like I had a great connection with people in San Diego, but I wasn't sure. Mm-hmm. And so then when we started. I remember watching. I posted that post on Instagram, and I just started watching it come in and. Throughout the next day, it just started rolling in. And all of a sudden, we had like 10,000 people. We had over 10,000 people
so
text in.
Crazy.
And so at that point, we were like, well, then I guess like we got to do something with it. You know, there's 10,000 people want to hear a story. I might as well do something with it. And I'd seen Jeff's success with the podcast. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to mirror what he did. Let me see if I can recapture this, you know. And then, of course, I didn't do it for like 6 weeks. I was nervous. Mm-hmm. And then I called my mom up because I was just brainstorming ideas. I was like, what can I do? I was like, what can I talk about that's not I'm not really good at anything other than just kind of talking about my life, sharing my life. It's all I've done for 15 years, you know? And then I was like, well, there's a million, because like I like The Bachelor, but I was like, there's a million Bachelor podcasts. So like, what else do I have that's like unique? I'm like, I got my mom. She's unique.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And so that's when I call old Nancy Yancey up. Remember that phone call, Mom?
I do.
How'd that go?
I was like, you call me up and you said, well, I think I'm going to do the podcast. And I said, okay, great. What are you going to do? And you said, I'm going to do it with you. And I said, me? And he said, yeah, why not? And I was like, I know nothing about doing a podcast. What is it you would want me to do? And he said, oh, you just have to do a quote every day, just like you send me in a text every morning. That's all. Just have a quote, a couple of minutes. And I said, oh, well, that's interesting. I suppose I could do that if you think it's worth trying.
Yeah.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. Mm.
Next thing I know, we're at Jeff Dollar's studio. And I'm like, what are we doing? And you said, oh, yeah, we're going to record the opening and the end. And I'm like, okay, let's do it.
It's pretty wild, man. It's been a pretty wild ride we've been on for the last year trying to figure this show out. You know what I mean?
It has been. It's been crazy.
Yeah. So then there was a lot of, it's funny because when I put this podcast out, when I started, you know, teasing the podcast, it caused a lot of tension between me and my ex-coworkers. They were not very happy about the idea. Well, because like, you don't want to see, I felt like they just didn't want to see me be successful with it. You know, like they were, because typically when somebody gets let go from a radio station, like that's their outlet. If they don't have an outlet, like what can they do? Right. Like, what are you going to do? Right.
Exactly.
And I think that like that made them a little uncomfortable. And so we just had to kind of, I mean, I didn't do it well, but I just had to keep my head down, kind of keep all the bullshit out of my ears pretty much in my head and like just kind of barrel through. And I sat here and I promise you every episode used to take us. Oh man. I would work on these episodes. From like 2 PM to about 8 PM, about 6 hours an episode I would spend just trying to edit everything just right and get everything. We had all these sound effects and clips and I was looking up, I was just content after content after content. And, just time after time, it's almost like just we got our flow down now. And now here we are, the 249th episode. I wish it was 250, but whatever. The 249th episode of Certified Mama's Boy. But we've done a total of, let me see. I'll give you the exact number. How many a total podcast that we have done. Actually, today is our 300th episode. So that's cool. Yeah.
Wow, that's very cool.
We've done 300 episodes of Certified Mama's Boy, and
that
is so amazing. And it's
it's incredible.
It's literally all thanks to you. I will always be so grateful for this podcast. I will always be so grateful for this community that we've built. It's such a weird thing that we've done here, if you think about it, because we've really found a community that, I mean, we don't really have a lot in common. Typically podcasts, it's like, here's a podcast about tools or something, you know? You're like, I like tools, so I'm listening to this podcast. I mean, this podcast literally is just people that have kind of followed me around the country and been somewhat interested in my story.
Yes.
And have, for whatever reason, you still like me. And so you show up and you support this podcast. And I will be forever grateful. I mean, for anyone that's ever supported my career, I'm always thankful. You know, anyone's ever been a radio listener. But for the people that came over here and are really untested, untried situation, especially when I was down, because I was so depressed when I first started. You know, like I was not in the headspace to really, you know, I didn't come into this at my strongest for sure. Mm-hmm. I would say I came at probably one of my weakest moments.
Yes.
And the show has just, I mean, it's changed and it's morphed and I've moved and we've recorded episodes from, you know, from the phone in my bed and like just, it's just, and you're still here. Mm-hmm. And for that, so freaking thankful for you.
Yes.
And for you, too. Mom. I mean, the fact that you just wanted to hop on here and do a podcast when we, you know, you're just a mom.
I'm just your mom.
Yeah, that's all. It. That's it.
That's what I do best. I'm mom.
Yeah. So it's been such a crazy journey. I'll never forget this experience. It's even surreal to think about sometime. And to Jeff Dollar, to anyone that's ever listened, to my mom, to Podcast Magazine that's been super supportive of our show. I'm really thankful for them.
All of our sponsors.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Every single sponsor. Baron Bloom was the first one to the table before we even started looking for advertisers. Yes. Bucks came on right after that before we were even looking for advertisers. And then since then, I mean, we've had just tons of national advertisers, you know, 10, 12 plus, maybe more than that, advertisers to hop on the podcast. Mm-hmm. They've kind of trusted us to do that. So I don't know, man. I'm just feeling super grateful today, even though it's a rainy, cloudy, shitty day. I'm still feeling
in Baltimore. It's beautiful here in Georgia.
Well, good. You guys enjoy your beautiful weather. It's crappy here today.
We are.
But there you go. Here we are. So, you know, we were trying to hit, I honestly had not even looked at the numbers. I don't think we hit the million downloads. Because I was really having to come to terms with that this week. I was hoping that we could hit the 1 million downloads of Certified Mama's Boy in 1 year, which would have been a huge, almost ridiculous goal for us to hit, right?
Yes. But
let me see. As of today...
Yeah, really we want to know.
We have hit, after 1 year of Certified Mama's Boy, we have hit 932, we'll say 933,000 downloads. 933, wow. That's funny. Coincidence?
I know.
I think not. 933,000 downloads in a year of Certified Mama's Boy. So
that is not too shoddy.
With all that said, thank you so much. But yeah, so I had to come to terms with that because, you know, we never once have we not reached a goal I think that we've aimed to hit. This one I knew was going to be pretty lofty just because December really screwed us, to be honest with you. If it wasn't for December, we didn't take 2 weeks off.
Right.
We probably would have hit it.
Yes.
But it's fine. But I was like, you know
we
what?
We needed downtime.
No, for sure. You know what, though? The way I'm like rationalizing in my head now is that we can have something else to celebrate soon. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, I think we should be celebrating the 900,000. I mean, my goodness.
Oh, for
gracious,
sure. But then we hit a million.
Phenomenal.
That'll be another milestone. Of course, we celebrate a year today. And then, you know, probably I would say... less than a month's time, we'll hit our million mark, and then we can celebrate that too.
How about by June 3rd?
That should be possible.
Special day.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to let it organically happen. And we'll just see.
But thank you to all of you who have really been downloading like fools.
Yes.
I mean, I know so many of you have kept your stuff on all night. You've gone on every outlet you can, and... it's just been wonderful.
It's been great.
Thank you all for all your efforts and all you do for us. You mean so much to us.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so let's move back on with normal show stuff.
Okay.
Let's go back to another episode of My Dog is an A-Hole because...
Oh, no.
Yeah, the one-year anniversary, we're still going to talk about my dog being an A-Hole over here. in case you don't know, I've got a Chihuahua. Her name is Kiki. She's 11 and a half. She, poor thing, I mean, she's old, number one, but she is also, she's on four different medications for her heart because she's got a heart defect, right? So those make her have to pee. Mm-hmm. Now, I get it. The problem is, I know that she knows that she's supposed to pee on the pee pads if we're inside. Mm-hmm. I know she does because if I'm sitting down in the living room, she'll do it every damn time. Never once does that dog have an accident if I'm sitting out there. Mm-hmm. But I promise you, if I'm not out there, every now and then she's going to have an accident. So it was weird because I came in and yesterday I was like looking at the rug and I was like, oh, there's a yellow spot. She must have peed. Let me go clean that up. And as I'm kind of scrubbing it, I was like, you know what? I should like flip the rug over. Because she's had a couple of different accidents, you know, I just want to make sure that like, because the floors here are kind of cheap. It's like the fake wood, you know, and they kind of, the plastic comes
laminate
up from it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, let me just make sure like the floor is okay underneath here. So I flip it over and y'all, this looked like a minefield.
Oh no.
There were so many pee spots on this rug. And then like all the smell came with it. Like it was just like this wafting pee smell came right into my nose.
Time
and I was
to
like,
get
oh,
a new rug.
My God. Well, okay. So this is my problem. Here's my problem is this. I'm not going to be able to stop her. You know what I mean? There's just nothing I'm going to be able to do to stop her. But I also like don't want to live. And I bet parents have to feel this way too. Well, you don't just want to live in this child, I'm talking about kids, like this like child chamber, You know, like you want to have probably a somewhat decent house to live in, right? Not just, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe your house has to turn into it. Well, I mean, how did you handle that? Because you were an interior decorator. But like,
yeah, but no, I wanted y'all to live in the house.
I don't want Kiki to live in my house. I want her to chill.
I hope you did. You don't remember if you did or not?
I don't. It's been so long. I don't know. I mean, I don't remember.
Yes, like, we had
like nice furniture though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
So here's my issue. Okay. Is that, I mean, it's a lot. And I don't know how I don't see it on the front side, like on the top. Mm-hmm. I don't see pee stains. I don't know why. I just don't. Hmm. It's only when I turn it over, I'm like, oh my God, there's so many pee stains on this rug.
God.
So I realized, and I was actually kind of excited when I saw this the other day. I was driving over past this dry cleaner, and they said that they had a dry cleaning service or a cleaning service for area rugs. You could just drop your area rug off, and in a week's time, they'd have your rug cleaned for you. I'm like, that's pretty cool. I didn't know they even offered that. Hmm. What might that cost, you think? You know, I was expecting, because I think clean comforters for what, $25? Okay, all right. You know, about the same size. You know, probably, I was thinking maybe $50. I got $50 on it. Okay.
I'd say maybe $100, but I bet you they look at those stains and they won't touch it.
So I call over there today and I'm like, hey, I saw the sign in your window that said you guys do area rugs. He's like, oh yeah, area rugs, blah, blah, blah. I was like, you know, pet stains. He's like, I don't really know, to be honest with you, about pet stains. Everything they do, they ship off, right? So they ship it off to a company, comes and picks them up and brings them back. Uh-huh. So I was like, okay, cool. I was like, how much is it? He's like, it's only $250 a square foot. And I was like, oh wow, it's pretty cheap. Okay, cool. Thanks so much. Talk to you later. I hung the phone up. I started doing the math in my head. I'm like, it's an 8x10 rug. How many square? I'm like, wait, that means that's 80 square feet. Uh-huh. 80 square feet at $2.50 is $200.
Uh-huh.
This rug, I think, cost me $120.
I was going to say, you didn't pay that much for that rug.
That's not going to be an option.
I think you're just going to have to replace your rug.
But here's the thing. Is like, she's going to pee all over it. I'm not going to be able to stop her. I even bought pee spray. Like anti-pee spray. It's supposed to like tell your dog like not to pee here. She doesn't give a shit. She'll just do whatever she wants. She'll literally just do whatever she wants. And I just have to accept that after 11 and a half years.
Yes.
And just being old, crotchety, whatever word you want to use, old codger. She's just going to do whatever she, it's basically like my dad, you know, like you're not going to tell him what to do. He's just going to do whatever he wants. So it's a pretty similar feeling, I feel like, right?
Oh, man. So why don't you not have a rug?
Because I don't think the room looks as good. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, sure. I don't want it just to be a quote unquote kid proof kind of house, you know, just so that Kiki is contained. Like, I'd rather put her in a crate or something, you know, but I don't want to have to do that either. So
no,
I don't know. I got this idea and I don't know what you think about this or not, but, you can go and you can rent those rug doctors, because I don't also want to like hire a cleaning company to come in just to clean a rug either.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. It'll be $200.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. So that you can rent those rug doctors, you know.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever rented one of those before?
I don't think so.
I don't think I have either.
I mean the ones at the grocery store?
At the grocery store, yeah. But yeah. I don't know how good those things are though. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know. So I don't know. If you got any recommendations of how to really, and I'm not talking about one pee stain, guys. I mean, I'm talking about, I mean, it is like, whoa. Like it's gonna take a full, it needs to take, not only that, but she rubs her butt on it all the time. So I'm like, I need to really give this thing a deep clean if I'm gonna do it. But I'm just not sure. And don't tell me ruggable either, because a lot of people tell me ruggable. Have you heard of ruggable, Mom?
No.
Ruggable is like a washable. Basically, it's like a rug, and then like you just like rip the top part of the rug off, and then you can wash that part. Like that part's like a which is pretty cool in theory, but they're like $600.
Oh,
so I'm not gonna pay $600 for a rug because all the styles are super trendy on there, and so it was like I want. In a year's time, it will look out of date. So I'm not going to pay $600 for a rug. Anyway, if you got any recommendations, especially for the podcast family that's got dogs, like we're always kind of looking for these tricks. And I'm sure there's somebody that knows something. So there we go. All right, Mom, let's get to our quote for today.
Okay. It's about friendship, because I'm so happy that we have so many wonderful friends on this podcast. And I think that has been part of the delight for me in doing this, is not only chatting with you every day, but to just savor all the relationships we've made.
Yeah.
So it's from Anna Snin, And she wrote, "Each friend represents a world in us, a world possibly not born until they arrive, and it is only by this new meeting that a new world is born." And I feel like that's what's happened on this podcast, that there's been a new world created for us with all of these wonderful people that listen and give us feedback and join us on our Facebook page. I mean, I feel so connected to these folks.
Yeah, my mom was just saying before we started recording today, because I don't know. I know that you do this. I swear, if I told my mom to, you know, go rob a bank for me, she probably would do it. So I never really knew like how you felt. And I honestly haven't asked you because I don't want you to stop.
Afraid to ask.
But you genuinely, you really, I mean, this is your first time. I mean, to me, this is a very intimate situation, right? Like it's a very intimate thing that we are creating here.
Yes.
But it's, I'm very used to having these relations. This is what's so hard about radio is because you build these relationships with people, right? Mm-hmm. Like you share your life, they share your life with you, and you've got this very intimate relationship, and then a company comes in and pulls some bullshit and then you're gone. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
yeah,
you just lose that connection. It hurts. That's really honestly what hurts the most about radio jobs is like, it's like so painful because you do. I mean, I truly, genuinely, every single one of you, I feel so connected with. I mean, I do. I feel like even if we never even talked, I feel like you have seen parts of me that, like, I've never shared with anybody before in any on any platform for any reason whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, how do you feel about this? This is your first time doing anything like this.
That's for sure. And probably my last.
Yeah.
You know what I've enjoyed have been the relationships.
Yeah,
that we formed. I mean, I love all the DMs. I love all the posts. I just feel connected to the listeners.
Right.
And it's just really enriched my life. I'm very honored to be a part of this.
Yeah.
So well. As I told you, until you need someone professional, then I'm here.
I don't think you give yourself enough credit. You kind of hopped right into this, you know? It took a glass of wine a day for you to get the first couple episodes down, but
it did. I drank for the first 6 months.
Yeah, but I feel like you kind of just hop right into this role, and you're kind of. But that's the thing. That's so interesting. Is everyone read that quote one more time? I really. That's a great one for a 1 year.
Yes, it is. It is. Each friend represents a world in us, a world possibly not born until they arrive. And it is only by this meeting that a new world is born.
Yeah.
And it's a new world. This is certainly a new world for me.
Yeah.
And it's really a new world for you.
Absolutely. One that we never had before, you know? And if it wasn't for whatever weird circumstance that brought us together.
Yes.
You know? Like, think about that. I was just some guy on the radio. You turned on probably most people listen to this podcast. I was probably some guy you just happened to turn on the radio, and now here you are over on a podcast. Like, wow, like how'd that happen? And we've really shared some moments. You found me from Jeff and Callie's podcast, just some guy that came on there being like, I'm down on my luck. Like, you didn't, you know, and then just by that one chance instance. Mm-hmm. But that's like with all your friendships. You have no idea that when you meet somebody, it's pretty crazy to think about this kind of stuff. Like, it makes my mind start going.
Yes.
Like, when you meet somebody, you have no idea. Mm-hmm. You know, like everybody, every single person.
That relationship can go and the potential that it has. Absolutely. Even people that you think you have nothing in common with, and indeed you may not, sometimes end up being your very best friends.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know we've said it enough, but I want to make sure that we're very clear that we are very thankful for this cool community that we've built and for everything that you've done to get us to that 1 year mark, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Just thank you.
And I'm excited for the next year for all of us.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'll actually get out and do some things and have something to talk about. I can hardly wait.
Well, yeah, we did it middle of a pandemic too. That's the tricky thing about it, right? But honestly, too, I don't know that we would have had the same. It's almost like we all were going through that same, because we started this podcast, you know, this was a week after pretty much everything had shut down.
Right.
And even though it was in the works, we had no idea when we started thinking about the idea of doing a podcast that, like, we were all going to be stuck at home. Mm-hmm. And you didn't have the same schedule, you know, you didn't have the same thing, and you honestly didn't have me for a while. And I know that, like, for me, it gave me a lot of comfort knowing that I could connect with you again, especially through such a scary time. It just felt nice knowing that, okay, wow, we're all connected again. So
yes.
Anyway, we're rambling.
We've all walked each other through and continuing to just be on our journey together. And it's just so rich. So I just bless all of you, and I love you all so much. Yep.
Absolutely. Okay. Ask my mom here in a couple of seconds. That ain't going to change in a year or two. Today, our podcast is brought to us by BetterHelp. I will say BetterHelp has been one of our most consistent advertisers on the show. I'm super, super thankful for them. I remember just a quick joke is Jeff Dollard joke. He was like, man, just do a podcast about mental health and you can just have BetterHelp sponsor you the whole time.
Oh.
I was like, he wasn't wrong. They were here. They were
That's
here.
Right.
They pitched BetterHelp and they were here. So super thankful for BetterHelp. And not only because, I mean, it's gotten me through some crazy times too, but I'm just super thankful that they've been here to support the podcast too. And they're here to support you as well. Whatever's interfering with your happiness right now, you know, if it's something that's maybe keeping you from achieving your goals, you may need some professional help to get there. And right now it's really hard to get out of the house. And I mean, even before the pandemic, it was a huge pain in the ass to get connected with a therapist. I mean, it was, you know, like I've told the story before about how after I take the Molly and I was in that huge depression state, it was going to be like months until I could talk to somebody about how bad my depression and my anxiety was. It was terrible. Like, just trying to find somebody was really hard. No more with BetterHelp. You can be connected with a professional therapist in about 24 hours. You guys can be talking. So, like, boom, just like that, you're on with somebody. Depression, stress, anxiety, relationship issues, sleeping problems, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, or self-esteem. All of these are things you can start working through, and more, by the way. Whatever it is you're going through, I promise you they're great. I work with Miss Pam now. She's great. Dr. Jag was great. So many people using BetterHelp that they are now recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Start living a happier life today, or just when you need them. I'm going to say that too, because you may not need a therapist right now, but something may pop up in your life and you're like, God, I really need somebody to talk to. Hope you'll think about BetterHelp when that happens. You'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/Kramer. Join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, it's betterhelp.com/Kramer. Mom, are you there?
I am.
I just saw you text the text group, so I didn't.
See, I can multitask now. I'm an experienced podcaster.
You're a year in.
Yeah, exactly. I've got it down. I don't even That's need a glass funny. Of wine now.
I know. Look at you. today's podcast also brought to you by friends over at Take Care. You got a second. I'll just do this one. Care of. Mom, did you get Care of or no?
I did.
Yeah, Care Of is really cool. Care Of is, it's basically like meeting with a nutritionist, because you're like, what supplements do I need to take? Like, what does my body need? And like, you know, you go to Target and you get your multivitamin, but that's not enough, because all of our bodies need different things, depending on like where your levels of things are and your goals and achievements. Well, taking Care Of's holistic online quiz is like kind of getting a one-on-one consultation with a nutritionist without even leaving your house. And then you get personally tailored approach to your unique health needs. Like, I put on there, like, they were in some of the things like I already had, because I've met with a nutritionist, you know, a couple of times, but then there's some things that I didn't even know, and they recommended them, and I tried them, one for stress, one for sleep, and that's really, it's done great, plus some protein, because I said I want to work out more, vegan protein too, so it's cool. And then you can pick from the recommendations or adjust the pack anytime. And they just come to you in these little pouches that are cool, because you don't have 1,000 different containers you got to open up. It's like, maybe you'll get 3 supplements, and every day there's a little packet of 3 supplements. You just rip it open, down it with some water, and you're good to go. Super thankful for them for being on the podcast on our 1-year anniversary. 50% off your first order. Go to takecareof.com, enter code Kramer50. It's takecareof.com. Code Kramer50 for you to get 50% off your first order. And I know a lot of people know who Dante was, one person that got. Who else? There's somebody else. Carissa, I think, was the other one who's tried it. I know many of you guys have. I that's off the top of my head. Anyway, takecareof.com/Kramer. All right, we get to Ask My Mom here in a couple seconds. Certified fans, man, here we are, 1 year. It's crazy, right?
Oh, wow. So wow, crazy.
Wow. Yeah, certified fans. I remember when we, you know, it's funny because we worked hard. I worked hard behind the scenes to get the Certified Fans program ready. And then I had to basically put a halt to it, because it was right during the George Floyd stuff. Like, the protests had just happened. Yeah. And I was like, man, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel right. I'd be like, can you support my podcast right now? So we, that's when we decided, well, I'm like, listen, all the first month we'll donate to Black Lives Matter. So that's what we did that first month. And then, you know, since then you guys have, you've been super loyal, super consistent. So we just really appreciate you. It's people that can donate $5 a month to the podcast. And we just love to give you a little extra attention, a little extra love, some discounts, some perks, you know, merch discounts. You get, whoop whoops. You get to be on our certified fans Facebook page, which is super cool community. And, yeah, so hopefully you'll consider it. If you've got $5 extra sitting around, it's like 30 something. It's like, I forget, 16 cents a day or something. I don't remember. Anyway, just text the word fans, F-A-N-S. Come on our 1 year anniversary. Let's see if we can get some new certified fans going for the show. Just text the word fans, F-A-N-S to 888-Kramer-8. That'd be awesome. We have no new certified fan today, but when we don't, we go back and we'd like to give a bonus whoop whoop to someone that has been listening. Mom. Here we go on our 1 year anniversary. What number do you want to go to?
Should I go high or should I go low?
It's up to you.
I kind of want to go back to some of the early ones that have been so gracious to be here. And we know that the first one was your aunt, Charlene.
No, dad first.
Oh, dad first. And then
my aunt Charlene. Yep.
Yeah.
And then Tim Toller's wife.
Yeah. And then Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. And then and then Queen Pam over in South Carolina.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Queen my friend. Pam.
And then Jody.
Jody.
Yeah.
Let's move on down to number 10. Who was lucky number 10?
Our 10th certified fan. You know her well, Margaret H. Over in Duluth, Georgia.
Oh, that touches my heart so much.
Over in Duluth, Georgia, certified fan number 10.
Love her so much.
Yeah. So,
such a sweet fan. She's followed you, honestly, since she went on radio.
Yeah, I know it.
Forever.
It's amazing.
Forever.
And she was, she went to my church.
Yes.
Yeah, the running joke with this podcast when we first started was only my parents' friends listen to the podcast and call, because that's really what it'd be for a long. My mom's neighbors would call, like they people from my church would randomly call, people from my dad's friends would just they call. It was like the only people call my parents. It's really kind of funny. But yeah, we went to church together, and here we still are. Here we are, 30 some odd years later.
She's so faithful together. And so wonderful.
It's very cool. All right, whoop whoop, here we go.
Okay, here we go for sweet Margaret. Whoop. Whoop. So grateful for your faithfulness all these years.
Yep. And if you, I think we need to give a whoop whoop to all of our certified fans today because, you know, this is here. It's a big show. It's a big one.
It is. I'm going to give a triple whoop whoop.
Okay.
Because
for everybody. 300,
it's 300, right?
300.
So one for every 100. Okay. Here we go. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Fabulous.
There you go. All right. So text the word fans, F-A-N-S to 888-Kramer-8. We appreciate that. All right, Mom. Let's get into Ask My Mom. Here we
Ready?
Go.
Ready? Okay.
It's an advice segment that we do twice a week. If you got a question you want to run by your podcast family, you know, something maybe you're just mentally thinking about, it may not be serious enough for better help. So you just are like, hey, I'll just run it past the podcast fam. Okay, that's cool. Run it past us. You can always email me. It's thatguykramer@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Instagram. I'm thatguykramer. Mm-hmm. All right, Mom, here we go.
Here we go on our 1 year anniversary. I am madly in love with a guy. We've been together for 2 years and have been talking about marriage. I'm pretty sure that he's close to asking me. I think he's just waiting to make sure it's all clear to plan and schedule the wedding. The problem is my best friend. We've been tight since third grade. I moved into town and she was the only person at school that made me feel welcome. We hit it off and have been close for more than 20 years. We tell each other everything. I've always known she doesn't like my boyfriend. We talked about it a couple of times and she says it's nothing specific, but she just gets a weird vibe from him. And that she just doesn't like hanging out with him or with us when he's there. I've been able to balance it until now, but when we are married, I am terrified that it will change with her. I really think staying together will have an impact on my friendship, and I don't know if it's worth it. I love her so much, and I love him too. I'm afraid I can't have both. How should I handle this? Oh.
That sucks.
That really does. That's so hard.
When I started dating that first girl after my marriage, her best friend didn't like me either. And it turned out that actually her best friend had feelings for her, but it's fine. So that's a little bit different, but it sucked because you obviously want your significant other.
Oh yeah. To love your best friend
and vice versa, you know? Sure. Yeah. You want it to go both ways. Mm. And that's tough when you're stuck in between two people. Mom, when you and Dad were dating, were there people that didn't like him?
I don't think so.
It was 100 years ago, I know. But
I don't remember anyone.
Nobody was like giving you a hard time about it?
No.
It's like the worst. It's so bad when like you're so excited about somebody.
Yes.
And then you introduce them to your friend and your friend's like, I don't know. It's always a hard call too, you know? Like even if you're the friend and like you do get weird vibes, it's even weird if like, you like – say something about it. You know what
yes.
I mean? That email honestly was a lot longer. I had to chop it down because it was like super long and in depth. I just wanted to like sum it up a little bit because it would take forever to get through it on the podcast. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty much the gist of it. Mom, thoughts?
Well, you know, I think this is a difficult situation. I think that I would have to talk to my friend though and tell her what she just told us about how much she loves her and that she doesn't want her relationship with this man that she's thinking of marrying to come in between them. And I would hope that she feels strongly enough about this man if she wants to marry him, that she would put him before her friend. I'd want to know more. And she said they've talked about why and that he just gives her a strange feeling. And, you know, we can always pray that that changes after maybe they've had more opportunity to be together. Maybe she'll be the matron of honor, whatever,
right.
You know, in the wedding. And that they can, or that she can really grow to love him. Now, I don't know, we don't know how he feels about her.
Right.
And it could be, you know, it could be, like you say, it could be jealousy. I mean, you know, best friends are really tight, and that's a really sacred relationship. And sometimes, especially if that's their dominant relationship, they're afraid of losing it.
Sure.
So it could be fear. It could honestly be just something she doesn't like about him. But
right,
you know, she's the one that needs to know if he's right.
Sometimes,
for her,
I mean,
not
that
her
can
friends.
I've had situations where there have been friends that I didn't approve of, and that's always hard because I don't know. Gina, my old co-host, actually taught me a great quote, which was, as long as you're happy, I'm happy, you know?
Yes.
And I think that you kind of have to look into situations like that. Mm-hmm. Like if you're, and it sounds like in your situation that you are happy.
Yes.
And so there's no reason of why your friend shouldn't be happy. You know,
right.
I think that's a pretty, maybe not the best friend response.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are genuinely happy. So
right.
Why would you let somebody squash that? Especially if you feel like you've got somebody special. I think, and it's hard. It's much easier said than done. It's a lot easier to sit here on a podcast and talk about it than to, you know, go in and actually do it.
Follow
I get
through
it.
With it. Yes.
Yeah. But I think that the more that you can separate her thoughts and your opinions,
mm-hmm.
I think you could still do both successfully, but you also may have to set some boundaries with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To say, listen, like this is the person I'm marrying.
Yes.
And I need you to support us. And if you don't, I would still like to be friends with you, but we just can't talk about it because it's not like it's not a healthy relationship that you and I have right now when I'm trying to start a life with somebody over here, you know?
Right.
I wonder how often that happens. I'm trying to think, I mean, you didn't like my ex. I mean,
but
did you always not like her?
I didn't always dislike her. I didn't know her.
Yeah.
I didn't know her before you married her.
Right.
And I just.
So we always lived in Florida, right? So
right,
we didn't.
Yeah.
There'd be holidays or like trips and they would come down. But, you know, you probably spent a total of what, 20 days with her before?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But as time went on, I began to see that I didn't really feel that she was good for you.
Yeah.
But I didn't tell you that.
No,
did
you
I?
Did. Yes, you did.
In
oh,
the
yes,
beginning?
You did. No, not in the beginning.
Oh, well, I told you after the fact.
No, as we got kind of closer, I remember you. I don't remember where we were, but I remember you saying things like, "I just hope she's loving you the right way," and
something. Yeah.
Yeah,
but I hope you're getting the love you need. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a hard conversation to have. Anybody been on either side of those? Have you not liked someone significant other or vice versa? And then how did you handle that? If you want to call us, 888-Kramer-8, because I think they could be super helpful to somebody that's like sitting here being like, I need some advice on this. 888-Kramer-8. And we'll go from there. Mm-hmm. All right, Mom. Well, here it goes for the 1 year. 1 year ago, we were signing off for the first time. Here we are. We're still
amazing.
Out here. You know,
amazing. Moving on to year two.
That's right.
Who would have thunk it?
Not me. I said I was going to give it 30 days and did 12 times that much. So,
thank you all so much. We just can't thank you enough.
Yep.
Thank you, honey, for inviting me.
Thank you for showing up and working for free.
Okay, you're
Couldn't
welcome.
Afford anybody else, so.
I know. That's what I mean. When you get ready to get professional, don't be shy about dumping me.
Yeah.
I'll be
All
fine.
All right, Mom. I love you.
Okay, darling. Love you forever.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right. A year later, I don't think we started with the good news, but it was one of the first things that we ever did. So you should know what's going on by this point. We're going to start today in Arizona. I used to work in Phoenix for about 2 years, and we got some podcast listeners from there. I'm not sure who all is in Phoenix, to be honest with you, so I don't want to start calling out names. But this started over in Chandler. There was a woman who was just driving her one-year-old daughter, and she was stopped at a stop sign. This man with a gun got into the passenger seat and demanded that she take him over to Mesa. Which I don't know, what's that, 30 minutes, 30, 45 minutes, depending on where, I guess. So the woman managed to actually stop at a convenience store parking lot in Chandler, and the police say that she was screaming for the man to get out of her car. Well, luckily, this bystander just happened to hear everything that was going on, rushed over to help her. He reportedly came from behind, grabbing the carjacker in a bear hug, and then pulled him out of the car. So the mom then drove away, called 911. The Chandler police responded, and they caught the guy nearby. She was so positively identify him. And the Maricopa police says that he's been arrested and been charged with multiple things. But thank God for that stranger, you know? I mean, again, I always say, I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. I think I would do that. I don't know, man. I don't know, to be honest with you. I hope I would try to get us some car drag. I'm sure I would. There's a baby in the car, especially, and a woman. Like, yeah, she was screaming. I'm sure I'd probably try to do something. Okay. You know, there's a dog story. We got to talk about it. This one's a cool one. This happened over in Ottawa, Canada. And Haley Moore, she was walking her 1.5-year-old dog, and her name is Clover, by the way. And Haley fell over and had a seizure, but her pet was looking out for her and made sure that she got help. There's a video, actually, of the neighbor's security camera, and it shows Clover first checking on Haley, then freeing herself from the leash, and then the leash was in Haley's hand, so she freed her from that, and then went over and stopped a passing car. The driver's name is Dryden, quickly got out as Clover watched closely and stayed near the owner the whole entire time. And then Dryden actually rang the nearby doorbell. Then it returned to tend to Haley. And eventually Clover stopped a second car as well. So then the dog, of course, ran back and then barking at the neighbors and tried to get, everyone's attention. When they got back over to her, she was being treated. Oh, one other person she went actually over to and started barking at was Haley's parents' house. So then they come outside. They all go over there. She's being treated by paramedics in an ambulance, and she was okay. The family isn't sure what caused the seizure, but they're comforted in obviously knowing that Clover is protecting her. I mean, I think that's dogs are the best. You know what I mean? Your kid wouldn't do that, would they? No, I'm kidding. No, but they just have this weird bond with us. You know, I don't know why they're so amazing to us. We don't deserve any of it, but they're always the best. Okay, today we're not going to do Made Me Laugh. On the 1 year anniversary, what I want to do is I want to play a video for you that somebody had sent to me a couple of weeks before I started the podcast. It's Steve Harvey. And I know there's got to be somebody right now listening that is on the fence about starting a new project, even if it's a hobby, because you're kind of scared of where it's going to go. And I watched this video, and this truly is what put me over the edge that I should start Certified Mama's Boy. Listen.
Suppose this idea that's been burning on the inside of you, suppose you just started it today. See, and don't wait to start an idea when you can figure it all the way through, because you'll never get started. You know, it cripples so many people because they think of how to start their business, then they look all the way down the road at the loans they gonna need, and they don't know nobody and they credit bad, so they stop. They never start. What would happen, had you ever thought, if you just started? Do the part of the business that you could do and ask God to lead you and guide you to the next step. That thing called faith, the belief in things that you cannot see. Suppose you just started out on faith. You just stepped out the water, stepped out the boat and stood on the water just on faith. Seeing that is rough, but just believing that he would take care of you. Just believing that he would get you through. Just believing that he would lead you to the next step. Start. If you just started, man, you would then give God something to put his finger on and to bless. People say to me all the time, man, Steve, it seems like everything you do work. Man, do you know what it is, really? I just lose the fear of failing and I start. I don't know how to do all of this. Come on, man. If I could have told you 10 years ago, there's no way I could have told you I'd be where I am today. But if anyone had come to me and said, Steve, in 10 years, you will be doing this, that, and the other. They will recognize you here. You'll get this recognition. You'll get this award, and you'll be living like this. I'd have just looked at them like they was crazy. I really would have, man. It's not that I didn't have the faith. It's just that in my imagination, I didn't see it. I've always believed in God. I just didn't see things for myself. See, I didn't open myself up to what God had for me. I was just living my life based on what I could see for me. When I stopped worrying about what I could see for me and started allowing God to do what he could do for me, it changed my whole existence, because I found out that God's plan was way better than mine. But you got to start something, and then take the idea, the business, the journey you want to embark on, and break it down inch by inch. Anything's a cinch. Just start with the piece that you can do. Okay, you don't know how you're going to get the loan when it's time for the loan. What part can you design the business card? Can you get the phone line put in? Can you start telling people that you're associated with, this is what you do now? You can start somewhere. You can get a gig somewhere doing something. Somebody will pay you for the service right now. And then simplify it. Take it and break it down to the lowest common denominator. Quit trying to figure it all out. Simplify it. What can I do now? That's just like breaking it down, but simplify it, man. Get it simple for you. I can't figure this out. It's too complex. It's too difficult. It's too many levels. Quit tripping on that. Do the part you can do. Do what you can do. But start, man. Just get started today. Stop delaying it. Every time you put it off, you seem further away from it, don't you? Why won't you start? Let your imagination go. Open it up. You know, if you can't imagine, God sure can. He's going to do certain things for us automatically. because he just loves us. He automatically does things for us that we take so for granted. Imagine what could happen to you if you just gave him a little bit to work with.
A year later, here we are, number two on Podcast Magazine. So thankful for you. Have a great day. I'll see you back tomorrow starting off year two.